T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joel, I don't think I'm exaggerating or speaking out of turn. Everybody in the Steelers fan base and almost everybody beyond the Steelers fan base still chiefly concerned about Ryan Shazier's health as just a human being, not as a football player moving forward. We haven't heard any updates about him coming home or anything like that, and there are a lot of people that'll tell you that that's maybe not the greatest news. That's not encouraging that you haven't heard that he's coming home to Pittsburgh yet, that he's up and moving around, even gingerly. So there's still a lot of concern about him. But I threw a poll question up, and you posed this, and I think it's a very fair question to me. The guy himself is in the hospital and has already, by all accounts, been very sort of positive and almost unnaturally so about football-related things, telling his team to focus on the Baltimore Ravens and so forth. So I put a question up about 4 hours ago, and I said, do you feel enough time has passed that talking about Ryan Shazier's injury in the context of how it will affect the Steelers the rest of the year is reasonable or appropriate or understandable? 68% say yes, it is appropriate to start moving on and talking about it. How do you feel about the subject?
Oh, man, I have mixed feelings. In a way, it is. You know, I was in the room today asking guys the same thing we asked Ramon last night. Where do you find it within yourself when that happens to one of your teammates to go play, to continue to play, to hit somebody on the next play? And got a variety of answers, but basically the bottom line is you do it because you have to, because that's your job. And that's, I guess, our job too, is to continue to talk sports, continue to talk about the Steelers in terms of where they are in the AFC and how they match up with the Ravens and who we think's going to win. But it doesn't feel right. Nothing feels right. I mean, does the question, without Shazier, could the Steelers win the Super Bowl? Does that feel like an appropriate question to you? I don't know. It's a question.
It does to me, actually. And I think you can have it both ways here. I think you can be like a human being obviously concerned about the man, but then you can hear what he's been saying or what's been passed on, that he's been super, super football-oriented with them, that his outlook is as positive as can be. And that's all accepting the fact that he might never walk again. I mean, we don't know. But they've already moved on and signed Sean Spence. They've already started to move on and prep for Baltimore. We talked to Ramon yesterday, and he was obviously very much in support of his teammate and everything. But you could even tell talking to him, it was like, hey, we have to compartmentalize this and move on. I don't think that you automatically get called insensitive or missing the bigger picture because you happen to do your job in our case, or if you're a fan, Joe, and you say, hey, he's hurt, I hope nothing but the best happens. Boy, now that I'm still a Steelers fan after this game, I wonder how this is going to affect them. I don't think you're an unnatural human being or some sort of bad person for feeling that way.
No, and yet I still feel that almost like my answer to the question of could the Steelers win the Super Bowl without Shazier is who cares? The way I felt watching the game the other night. And yet I watched the game and, you know, analyzed it and looked at it, and same as fans did out there and everybody else, I would assume, and did it, I don't know if guiltily is the right word, but that is my answer initially to that question. How do they fare without Shazier against the Ravens, the Patriots, and the AFC playoffs? Who cares?
412-928-9370. How do you feel about the idea out there of talking about Ryan Shazier and in his absence moving forward, strictly in that football context?
And just to be clear about that, when I say who cares, I'm saying that's the question that arises within me. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that's what I'll abide by, but it's extremely mixed feelings, especially with this no news is bad news, maybe. I don't know. I there's so much uncertainty out there still. And that statement yesterday to me the more I considered it, was jarring.
This is going to sound really weird, but for me, there are almost levels to it as far as the severity of what's happened to him. And I know this sounds crazy. From all accounts, he has full feeling above his waist, basically.
Yeah.
So I think there's like levels where that feels like, of all the bad scenarios, the best case one where he still is going to be able to move, you know, his upper body's fine. If he was paralyzed from the neck down, I would feel even worse. Or if he had been rendered unconscious and not regained it yet, you know what I mean? Like you see in boxing, I'd feel even worse. Does that make sense? Like there are tiers to how uncomfortable I feel about a given thing. Knowing that all three are horrifying situations medically for him, the one he's currently in, short of being fully healthy up and moving around, as bad as it still is, I feel like it could have been so much worse still. So it's a little easier for me to push past it and move on, a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just thinking I need to hear that this guy is upright and walking around. I need to see that statement come out before I can stop thinking about it.
It's not that I'm not thinking about it, and I understand and respect that point of view, and I don't want to make it seem like, well, he's only maybe going to be paralyzed from the waist down. I'm just saying that's how my brain has processed this, is that I think of like Mike Utley, who was a quadriplegic and then got feeling back in his upper body and can move around and is wheelchair bound now. And I think if it was the even worse scenarios that could have befallen him, if we didn't see him writhing from the upper body, you know, his upper body up, basically, I'd maybe feel differently about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.